I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News. Some major but temporary changes are in the works for the Thompson Prison in northwestern Illinois. According to U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, the Bureau of Prisons and Justice Department have decided to convert it into a low-security prison. The announcement also includes the temporary change will allow for additional training for the staff with no layoffs. The change follows the removal last month of all the high-security inmates in the Special Management Unit and Reintegration Unit following months of complaints and reports about their behavior and the strain caused by understaffing. This will allow Thompson to house up to nearly 1,200 low-security adults, and Durbin says help relieve some of the current overpopulation pressures the Bureau is experiencing at low-security facilities nationwide. Two state senators from the Quad Cities want to help fire departments in Illinois recruit emergency medical technicians. Democrat Mike Halpin from Rock Island and Republican Neil Anderson from Andalusia are sponsoring a bill that would require fire protection districts to reimburse EMTs for their mandatory training expenses. Anderson, who's an EMT and firefighter for the city of Moline, says when he first tested in 2005, it was common for 200 to 300 people to test for EMT jobs, but not anymore.
I know I can speak from our local departments. We're struggling to find those candidates when we're short, you know, to the tune of having, you know, 6-7 vacancies and only having 3 or 4 people show up to test.
Halpin says the goal is to create incentives for people to sign up for these jobs.
By reimbursing the mandatory training expenses for EMTs, we can make this career path more accessible and affordable for aspiring candidates and ensure that our fire departments have the necessary personnel to respond to emergencies.
Their bill passed the Illinois Senate Local Government Committee and awaits further action before the full Senate. Since last year, the Estrada Global Foundation has delivered over 500,000 meals to hungry families in western Illinois, including Geneseo, Kelowna, Monmouth, Kewaunee, and Galesburg. Foundation President Rafael Estrada says it has a network of ambassadors who help distribute the food to working families, single moms, senior citizens, veterans, and other groups in need.
We deliver to other pantries, like the pantry Geneseo Atkinson. We provide them also some food, and then they have their recipients that come over to their facilities and they pick up some of the food.
The Estrada Global Foundation also works with the Defenders of Freedom in Galesburg to provide food relief to veterans. The organization also has volunteers in Costa Rica and Spain who prepare and deliver food packages to help local refugees. Estrada is an Augustana College graduate. He's also testified to Congress regarding human rights violations in Central America. You're listening to WVIK.